Forget whatever plans you have this weekend because you're staying at home and playing on SpinQuest. And there's never been a better time to sign up than right now. New users get $30 coin packs for just $10. All the table games you love with hundreds of slot games and real cash prizes. That's at SpinQuest.com. SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
All right, my dopamine damage control squad, listen up. It's your girl, C, and a cruise back with another dose of real talk to help you navigate this wild world we call life. Today, we're diving deep into something that's seriously crucial: self-care for mental health. Ever feel like you're running on fumes? Like you're constantly juggling a million things and barely keeping your head above water? You know that feeling when the stress is piling up and your energy levels are plummeting faster than a TikTok trend? Yeah, I've been there, done that, got the t-shirt probably stained with coffee, let's be honest. But here's the thing, friends, self-care isn't just about bubble baths and face masks, though those can be awesome. It's about consciously prioritizing your well-being so you can show up as your best self. Let me break down 5 key takeaways that'll help you level up your self-care game. First things first, recognize your limits. We live in a world that glorifies hustle and burnout, but seriously, folks, there's only so much you can handle before you hit a wall. Learning to say no is not selfish, it's self-preservation. It's like having an internal alarm system that goes off when you're pushing yourself too hard. Listen to that alarm. Take a step back, reassess your priorities, and don't be afraid to delegate or ask for help. Second up, make time for activities that recharge you. This could be anything from hitting the gym and getting those endorphins pumping to curling up with a good book and losing yourself in another world. It's about finding what truly nourishes your soul and making it a non-negotiable part of your week. Think of it like this. You wouldn't put fuel in your car and expect it to run forever without maintenance, right? Same goes for you. You need to regularly refuel with activities that bring you joy and leave you feeling refreshed. Number 3, prioritize sleep. I know, sometimes it feels like there are not enough hours in the day, but trust me, getting enough shut-eye is non-negotiable for mental well-being. Think of sleep as a superhero cape for your brain. It helps you process information, regulate emotions, and come back feeling refreshed and ready to conquer the day. Now, let's talk about cultivating healthy connections. We're social creatures hardwired to crave connection. Nurturing relationships with loved ones, joining a community that shares your interests, or even just having a good chat with a barista, these interactions can make a world of difference for your mental health. Remember, you don't have to go it alone. And last but definitely not least, practice mindfulness. This doesn't mean you need to become a meditation guru overnight. It's simply about being present in the moment, paying attention to your thoughts and feelings without judgment. Take a few deep breaths, savor that cup of coffee, or just appreciate the warmth of the sun on your skin. These small moments of mindfulness can help you find peace amidst the chaos. Okay, let's bring it all together with a real-world example. Picture this. You have a big presentation at work tomorrow, and your mind is racing with thoughts about what could go wrong. You're feeling overwhelmed, stressed, and like you're on the verge of a meltdown. But instead of letting those negative thoughts spiral out of control, you take a step back and practice some self-care. Maybe you take a short walk in nature, listen to your favorite music, or chat with a supportive friend. You prioritize getting enough sleep, eat a nourishing meal, and visualize yourself confidently delivering the presentation. The result? You feel calmer, more focused, and ready to tackle the challenge head-on. Self-care isn't a luxury, it's a necessity. It's about investing in yourself so you can show up as your best self, both personally and professionally. So go ahead, treat yourself with kindness, prioritize your well-being, and remember that you deserve to feel good. Remember, my dopamine damage control crew, this is your life. Own it, love it, and take care of yourself along the way. And don't forget to share this episode with someone who needs a little self-care boost. Until next time, keep shining bright.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.